no matter how you feel about organized religion, there's no doubt it will play a part in your life at some point, from finding faith yourself to having friends, family members, partners who are religious, to even just being a bypasser, someone watching on when we see violence subjected towards a religious community or done in the name of religious extremists. So how do we talk about religion and violence? This is the question being asked in The Hunter for the next few days. Dr. Kathleen McPhillips is the Vice President of the Australian Association for the Study of Religion and works at the University of Newcastle. Thanks for being here this morning.
Pleasure.
Tell me what's going on in Newcastle over the next few days.
Well, we have a conference running at New Space, the city campus of the University of Newcastle, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. Mm. And it's the annual conference for the Australian Association for the Study of Religion. And the theme this year is religion and violence.
That is such a big, I feel like that is such a big theme. Yeah. They're two, you know, quite simple words in the English language, but put them together and it's quite complex. Why was that picked as the theme this year?
It was picked as the theme because I'm a member of the Centre for the Study of Violence at the University of Newcastle, and it's my special area. And I thought it would be really worthwhile to sort of expand it and see if people were interested in talking about this. And lo and behold, we got so many submissions for papers. So we were actually overwhelmed.
Internationally,
yes. And as well as nationally.
Which is amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing.
But it also says that you've touched on a bit of a nerve here.
I think so. It's a touch point. And it also says that academics are researching religion and violence because so many people, everybody coming to the conference, of course, is a scholar who's working in this field. So it's very interdisciplinary. There are people in history, people in English, people in theology, sociology, anthropology,
wow,
criminology. So it's very interdisciplinary. We have like a whole series of concurrent sessions grouped around these themes. As well, we have three keynote speakers, two of whom have come from Canada.
One of them is sitting next to you.
One of them is sitting with us, Professor Naomi Goldenberg from Ottawa University.
It's great to be here.
Thanks for coming. What made you want to get on board and apply and come down and be part of this?
I think the topic is so important and it intersects very well with things I'm doing in my work. It's one of the most important things we can think about, would be how we permit certain kinds of violence, what kinds of violence we foreclose, what kinds we permit. It's very important.
Yeah, so what is the focus of the work that you do, Naomi?
Well, I'm looking at how the category of religion both stops violence in some ways. It allows governments to create a group that they call a religion that is allowed certain kinds of privileges, but not others. Usually the thing that's denied to religions is violence, but violence of a certain kind. Religions aren't supposed to have military violence under their control or police violence, for example. So that if a group called a religion begins to do those things, they're quickly called not a religion. It's not a real religion.
Yeah.
However, domestic violence and violence against women and children is something that's often seen as private violence. And that's often left to the jurisdiction of things called religions. So I'm interested in that dichotomy.
That in itself is so interesting. And I know looking through the program, there's so many facets, as you were saying, of people talking about this. I think as maybe everyday folks, sometimes we think religion and violence and the only word that comes to mind is terrorism, right? How much broader is this issue than that?
Oh, it's much broader than that. I mean, when we think about terrorism, I mean, I think there is a kind of popular tendency to put religion and terrorism together. But really, when you dig down into that, what you find is that these conflicts are often not really about religion. They're about resources. They're about
social
access
issues,
to land.
Yeah.
They're about economics. They're
power.
About power, ethno,
ambition.
So, yeah, no, we're all about sort of digging into this and looking at what are these issues really about without sort of sticking the word religion on it to explain it.
Well, see, and that's it as well. I feel like it is such a complicated issue because, you know, when it comes to terrorism in particular, that's an extreme view. When it comes to violence and religion, often that is the extreme end of a religion, but everyone gets painted with the same brush, exactly. Which is not what we want to see.
No, and a couple of panels during the conference are going to be looking very closely at this. For example, we've got a whole session on Christchurch, looking at what happened in March this year. And we have a whole group of scholars who've come from New Zealand who will be addressing this. And we also have a couple of panels on extremism and the link to terrorism. And those papers are really important because they are looking at the complexity of these issues and not accepting sort of any kind of simple measures to explain what's going on.
Even just the victims in all of this is so complex when it comes to religion and violence. Like, it can be cross-generational, it can be delayed trauma, it can be victims of vulnerable people or family members. You know, like, there is a lot in this conversation.
Well, exactly. And actually, we've got one session that's just looking at institutional violence, which is focusing on basically violence in the churches against children and the Royal Commission. We've got another panel that's looking at family violence, and this is new research. They're still doing it. And they've been doing this big project into the Anglican Church and domestic violence in the Anglican Church. So absolutely, violence is across the board, as Naomi was saying. It's privatised, it's domestic, but it's also institutional, it's at the level of states, etc. So broad.
Well, and incredibly historic. Like, it's not a new issue.
No, it's not a new issue. Exactly.
It goes back to the beginning of our history books, really.
Yeah, it does. It does. Actually, the keynote lecture that Naomi is giving is actually going to address...
Actually, religion is a very new category.
Really?
It was only invented in a modern kind of time.
We needed to put a label on it, as humans do.
Well, there's not really an it to put a label on. I think it's a way of controlling groups, managing groups. So the name religion, to call a group a religion, is a practice that developed very recently.
Yeah.
If you went back to the Bible and looked in the Bible, there's no such word as religion.
There's words that are translated as religion here and there.
Yeah.
But you just have government. You have government that justifies itself in various ways.
Isn't that interesting?
So, very.
What do you think, Naomi, we can learn from looking back to then look forward about where we should be going with this, you know, really big issue?
We need to think more specifically. We need to think about specific conflicts. We need to be calling the people who are engaged in the conflicts by more specific names, such as, are they Catholic groups? Are they Jewish groups? Are they Muslim groups? Rather than using one label, even though there's lots of different kinds of Catholicism, there's lots of different kinds of Judaism, the more specific we can be about a conflict, what's going on there? Is it an economic issue? Is it an issue about who's in charge of what parts of the jurisdiction? We need to be specific, and we need to put the word secular and religion sort of out of play and look at what is motivating people to do this and that.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
Do you think it's easy to just I think media fall into the category a lot. I think society, social media, all of that quick spread of information. Do you think it's easy to put the label of religion on there and just put your hands in the air and be like, that's the
exactly
problem?
That's exactly it. Yeah. It's used. It's almost like a fog machine, like your smoke.
Yeah.
It's like the smoke that comes up. And then you don't think of that. Where is exactly the fire?
Yeah. Which is interesting in itself, and something I think that we can all work on as individuals.
Start just to think more specifically. Try to be more specific when we use the. We're tempted to use those words.
Kathleen, to have this conference in Newcastle for the next few days, like, that must be really exciting for you and your team to be able to host this.
It's fantastic. Yeah, we're really excited, and we've got a great 3 days lined up for people. And we also hope they get a chance to see a bit of Newcastle while they're here.
Speaking of the smoke,
it's a beautiful university.
Isn't it a lovely campus?
Yeah, it's a great
conference.
Campus.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, so no, we're really looking forward to welcoming everybody. And we've got two special issues of journals coming out that people are contributing to. So that's really great, because it means that the work that we're doing at the conference is going to be published and people will be able to read it. And that's my aim, is to be able to contribute to scholarship on this and to evidence-based research, so that the sort of research that we're doing is going to make a difference to not just what we're doing in research, but to people's lives.
Yeah, because the more that's done at that level, the more it filters down into everyday society, so that when we're standing around a water cooler, when we're at a pub, when we're talking to someone, when we see someone post something on social media, we go, hang on a second, that's not quite right.
Well, and think about the research that's been done into domestic violence in the Anglican Church could have very real outcomes for members of that particular congregation and church. So it has real outcomes.
I feel like we could talk about this for the whole 2 hours, but I know you've got to get back
to the conference.
Naomi, so great to meet you. Enjoy your time in the
Hunter.
Thank
you very much.
Kathleen, thanks so much for coming in and telling us a bit more about it this morning.
Thank you very much.
That is Dr. Kathleen McPhillip. She's the Vice President of the Australian Association for the Study of Religion and works at the University of Newcastle, joined there by one of those visiting guests for this conference looking at religion and violence, Professor Naomi Goldberg from Ottawa in Canada.